Hi, this is Tyler, and this is Come Follow Me Meditations on the Old Testament.
All right, stand by, recording.
So, back in 1972, there was an experiment done at Stanford. This was a really famous experiment. So if you've ever studied psychology, you know all about the Stanford marshmallow experiment. This is the one where a doctor placed a marshmallow in front of a young subject, a little child, and told the little boy or girl that the marshmallow was not to be touched, and then left the room. And then they watched and waited to see what the little boy or girl would do. They were told that if they didn't touch the marshmallow, that there would be a better reward afterwards. And so they left the room and then watched and waited to see what the little boy or girl would do. And this whole experiment was just designed to see how well these little children could delay gratification. How long could they stand for their reward? So these little kids would like sit there with these marshmallows in front of them, and they would, you know, sit there and wait. Now, some of them obviously ate the marshmallow right away, and some of them didn't. Some of them were able to delay gratification, wait for their reward, and then they were given another marshmallow. Those that didn't, I mean, they got their marshmallow, so they had a reward right away. The thing that was really cool about this experiment is, like, looking down the line, what these kids ended up doing with their lives later on. And by far, the children that were able to delay gratification, they were able to wait for their reward, were the ones who were extremely successful later on. There's something to this, and there's something really important about this experiment that I think really relates to emotional self-reliance right now, especially in a world where I think the cultural movement is toward happiness now, and know yourself now, and define yourself now, and everyone else has to just get behind you. There is a lot to that feeling that and that movement that is validating and wonderful, and I think there's some parts of it that are really great. And then there's parts of it that just fly in the face of this science that says, well, actually, there's something great that could happen if we just wait. And we allow ourselves that moment to say, you know what, there could be something better. And it's okay that I'm not complete now, that I'm not whole now, that I don't self-identify with anything right now, but I'm actually going to give myself time and allow myself the opportunity to explore until I get to that endpoint and be who I want to be and achieve this thing that I'm setting out to achieve and identify with that future person that I'm supposed to be. Now, I know that there's a lot of people who are going to shake their head and be like, oh, that brings on anxiety, that brings on depression and all sorts of things. But also, if we're not allowing people that opportunity, we're also denying them the greatness that they can be. Okay, so how does that relate to Old Testament? I get on these tangents. Exodus 32. So in Exodus 32, what we see is Moses has led God's people. They've been walking forever. Moses has had these exchanges with God. Moses goes up to the mount and he's having a conversation with God. And in the meantime, the people have to sit and wait for him. And it says in Moses 32, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. And for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. So make us gods. Hurry up. Now. Well, isn't this an example of a people who cannot delay their gratification? isn't it interesting that here's this people that Moses has brought out of Egypt. He showed them miracles. They walked through the Red Sea. They couldn't wait for Moses to get down out of the mountain and start worshiping some other god. Isn't that interesting? And it's interesting how here we have this example in the Old Testament of the things that have to do with delayed gratification and the importance of waiting on God's time and allowing ourselves the opportunity to say, okay, I really want what I want now. I want the blessings that I want now, but God's time is worth waiting for. I don't need to put something else in front of it. So that's what I'm taking from my Old Testament reading this week, is that delayed gratification, this awesome study that we all look at in 1972 and go, wow, wasn't this an amazing discovery? God taught us about delayed gratification way back in Moses' time. Way back then, he said, look, you humans, you have this tendency to want things now. But it's worth it to wait. You will receive more if you're willing to wait. We always say patience is a virtue. It's a virtue for a reason. In 1972, science told us that if we're willing to wait, we will become more successful. I'm going to venture to say this is an eternal principle. If we are willing to delay gratification, not only will we be successful because science says, but God has told us that if we're willing to wait for his time, then the blessings that God has willing to give us are full. So, delayed gratification. Do you want your marshmallow now, or do you want your blessings later? Something to think on.